Okay. Anyway, they'll have to miss it by time. So we have like this. We have a very, the Gemara goes ahead and asks a kasha on Rava from the Mishnah later. Because the Mishnah later says that that you're not allowed to be Soymech, where's the Mishnah? We get to the exact lashon. Lo yiftach adam chana shel nachtom shel zivoyim tachas oizmo shel chavero v'lo repes baker. Rashi explains that the first two are because of heat or smoke, and the second one because of the smell. Rabbeinu Gershom says the repes baker is also because of heat, because the zevo makes heat. But okay, so anyway, but so they make a diik time of diik zero like it's shalom. It's mutter. So it's a kasha and rabba. So Mari answers, dear is shiny. Then they say, Dekanami, the Tonila. Tonila means it's a brisa. And why is the rabbi's bakar called it? It's a mutter. So the way Rashi explains, why does it say over here only that Tonila? I should have said it everywhere else also. It's mashma only over here. So only over here it's mutter, but everywhere else, if it was called them, it's aser. So the Parshib Shat, so that if I care, the Deganami is a raya to Rava, because Rava says everywhere else is Aser. So first the Gemara wanted to be Medayik because they thought that here it's saying that it's Mashma, that if the Aitzer is not there yet, it's Mutter. It says, time of the Aitzer, Haleka Aitzer, it's Mutter. And then the Gemara makes a dig pumpaker. The fact that the Brisa says if Leka Hitcher is mutter, mashma everywhere else, if Leka the Kais was Osir, so it's a Raya Yester Rava. Okay, that's the Dekanami. Okay. Comes along Rashi, a two word Rashi. Although, I mean, would you understand? Typus Asikasha that the Dekanami is so good. So what's Abaya do with this Dekanami? And he says an answer, which is not clear what Taivis means. I think I like to read that little Taisis, Dekanami. Okay. But comes along Rashi, what I sent over on Shabbos. And Rashi says, Dekanami the deer is shiny. So I wrote on the question, I don't remember anymore what I wrote. I wrote, what is Rashi coming to exclude? What? Obviously, Dekanami, what we just said, the Gemara answered, Dira Shiny, Dekanami, right? That's obviously, that's where it's going.
I'm sorry, Rebbe just explained it differently than Rashi.
Okay, wait one second, maybe I made a mistake. So, okay. That's in the record. So, in other words, the question is, the Gemara says, Gemara says Kasha and Rava, and then the Gemara says, Dira Shiny, Dekanami. So Parshib Shat, the Dekanami is on Dira Shiny. So what's Rashi doing? And what's Mode? And so what is Rashi doing? What's Rashi coming La Fuke? What other possible shot? All right, Sandy already says I slipped up. I wasn't gave away already. Okay, I apologize. What other possible shot could there be in the Dekanami? And then why didn't Rashi say that way? Right, that was, I think, what I wrote on Friday. Okay, so the first question: what other pshat in the Dekanami could there be other than Dekanami Dirashini?
So the Dekanami, not that the Dirashini, is that we started by saying that it's a kasha and rava. Yeah, so Rava answers it, and now the Gemara or Rava come back and say, not only that it's not a kasha on me, yeah, it's even a raya to me. Daikanami, meaning daikanami to Rava, that habalismach b'tzad ha-meitzar lo yismach.
I agree, great, right. In other words, the chayra, pashtis, the daikanami doesn't prove dir shiny. Doesn't say anywhere in the daikanami. The Gemara and Svara had a kasha on Rava. Why didn't the Gemara answer Dira Shiny? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Because they didn't think it's a good Svara. So the Dekanami doesn't tell you that that's a good Svara. And Chayra, you know, the Hamina didn't think it's a good Svara. You don't see,
something.
Don't see from the Braisa. What you see from the Braisa, is Rav is din. You see the Braisa. Braisa says over here that by Refes, you're allowed to be. So you're allowed if you come first, it's okay. Mashma, everywhere else is not okay. So you see Rav is din. Now, once you see Rav is din, so you have a kasha. So why is Refes different? So you have to say Dira Shiny. But there's really the Dira Shiny is step two. Really, the Dekanami is better than Dira Shiny. Dira Shiny is really like is the second step, which is not really mukra from the Braisa Bashas. With mukra, the Braisa doesn't say anywhere this far as Dira Shiny.
How does it prove Rava's din? How does it prove Rava's din?
Because we have a Dik. Rashi explains, or Rashi and Taivin, both of them.
Taivin says culture cane, which is.
Rashi says that the Tony Allah, the Moiser Red Bucket, Kodemus, the Oyser Mutter, Pakuna Shar Kogos Masino Tony Haki, Shmari Haki, Mishum, the Dirishai, I will either have Harishan Zard Archic.
He's saying if everything is equal.
One second, please. Rashi says the Dik is. The fact that we said it here and we don't say it everywhere else means that everywhere else is not true. So that means that's Rav is din. We can be medayik from this braisa that Rav is din is true. Because Rav has said you're not allowed to be saimich. The fact that it only said by bor, you're allowed to, by revis, you're allowed to be saimich. The chatchida, if you come first. Mashma, everywhere else, if you come first, you can't be saimich. So we can be medayik from the braisa that Rava's din is right. So really, what Rashi should have said is dekanami that Rava's right. That's what we're dekanami. The direct, that's much more direct. And Dira Shiny, it doesn't say anywhere. There's no indication whatsoever from the braisa Dira Shiny. You have to fish that svara out of your brain. And the Gemara and the Hamir didn't know that svara. So it's not really in the proven from the braisa, Dira Shiny. But this is what was proven from the braisa is that Rav is right. So the
why didn't the braisa say this by the other cases? By any other case?
It is. That's the goof of the point. That's
no, the Inkadam.
Right.
The fact so why do you have to say that by Dira?
And it didn't say it everywhere else, is implying that by everywhere else, it then is different, which proves that Rav is right. That's what Rashi says. And the braisa says, that if they by Refes, if you came first, im hoisa Refes kodemes mutter mashma only by Refes is mutter, but everywhere else, even if you came first, it's author.
Why?
Raya that Rav is right.
No, but it's also Raya
coming first.
Also Raya that Dira Shiny. What's the reason?
I don't know what the reason is. That's a good question, and I have to say the reason is Dira Shiny. But there's a much better, you're proving more. First of all, you're proving more than just Dira Shiny. Dira Shiny is only a defense for Rava.
So but
I'm proving that Rava's right. That's a better proof. That's you're proving $5 or $500. Dira Shiny was only and that's a derivative. There's two reasons why my way is better than Rashi's way. First of all, because my way is a much better, bigger proof. Why say you're proving the little thing when you can prove the big thing?
You don't agree that Dira Shiny...
Dira Shiny was only said as a way to defend Rava. So you want to defend Rava. But it's better to say you can prove Rava.
Don't hold of Dira Shiny, then it could be...
Second of all, you don't really prove Dira Shiny. It's only from an... You know, you're stuck because you have a kasha. It's like a schmooze. A schmooze that, you know, there's a schmooze that's not mukhruch. You have a kasha. I have a question, and you make up an answer from left field. Someone else is going to come up with a different answer. Someone's going to come up with Refes Shiny. I don't know. So Dira Shiny is someone came up with a svara from left field. It's not mukhruch from the braisa, the svara of Dira Shiny. It wouldn't qualify for a mukhruch schmooze, and it's not a my standard of mukhruch schmooze. Maybe it is a mukhruch schmooze, but it's not the highest standard of mukhruch schmooze because it doesn't say in the braisa, Dira Shiny. There's no words in the braisa, Dira Shiny. We don't know why it's shiny. There's some reason why it's shiny. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's not Refes. Maybe it's not because of Dira. Maybe because we love animals. animal shiny. I don't know. So the but that it mukhlok for that Rav is wrong, Rav is right, and Abai is wrong. That you prove in the Braisa. So that's a better point. That's a more encompassing point. It's bigger, more chashuv, and it's so. What we're saying, and we're not just making this up. We're saying that's good. What Rashi is coming to do. Yeah, I'm not asking a kasha on Rashi. Either I'm giving an answer for Rashi. It was Sandy saying Rashi knows that there's another pshat to learn in the Gemara, and everybody else is going to learn the other pshat because the other pshat nechayr is better because the other pshat is it's a bigger daikanami, and it's more beferish. But Rashi doesn't want to learn that pshat. Why did Rashi want to learn that pshat? Anyone can take a guess? I would guess.
Want to struggle with that? Yeah.
Because if you're going to say Dekanami, that you're shrugging up that Rava, then you shrugged up Abaya. That's not a good Dekanami. Then the Gemara. So Tosfos gets bothered by that problem. But Rashi doesn't like it. So Tosfos says Abaya won't agree. What do you mean? If the Gemara says Dekanami, then Abaya can't disagree. Right? So Tosfos is by care. Tosfos is not like Rashi. We're making a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here in this little Rashi. Tosfos learns Deka Nami that Abai is wrong and Rav is right. Therefore, Tosfos says Akasha. If Deka Nami that Abai is wrong and Rav is right, so what does Abai do with the Deka Nami? The Tosfos have to say whatever he says, we'll have to read Tosfos. But that Abai doesn't hold it a Deka Nami. But Rashi is definitely allowed to say that that is super, super daifik. Because Dekanami means it's a good proof. If it's a good proof, it's a good proof. You can't say, if it's a good proof, then Abai can't disagree. If it's not a good proof, then you can't say Dekanami, right?
Is it possible that Tosfos learns like Rashi and still has his kasha?
Okay, maybe, but this is much nicer. We're saying that forget Tosfos pashtus, Tosfos learned the Dekanami that is proving that Abai is Rav is right. And that's why as a kasha, because if according to Rashi, if it only proved Dira Shiny, theoretically Abai can also hold it as far as Dira Shiny. It's not relevant to anything, but it's true.
Well, Rashi didn't mean Dira Shiny in a vacuum as a hypothetical svar. Rashi meant
hypothetical svar, that's right. So
that's what Rashi meant. Rashi meant as hypothetical svar.
We'll see. But
is there any reason right now, from what we know so far, that we can't assume that Tosfos learns like Rashi and Slazakasha?
Because I would assume that I'm assuming this is why Rashi didn't learn the other way. Because if according to Tosfos, the fact that Tosfos said that the Sakasha and Abaya means that he learned that the Dekanami is proving that Rav is right.
If that's what I'm learning, Rashi.
I'm saying that Rashi held that the Dekanami does not prove that there are two possible things you can prove. You can prove that Rav is right, or you can prove Dira Shiny. And Rashi skipped intentionally. He goes out of his way to say one way and not the other, which means that he said, and I would think that to say that Rav is right is a better Dekanami. But even if it's not better, why does Rashi care? So what does Rashi care which way you say it? So Rashi's going out of his way to say, don't learn the Dekanami that Rav is right. No, it's Dekanami the reason is because if the Dekanami is Rav is right, then you have a kasha and Abaya.
Doesn't Rashi say Beferish?
Rashi doesn't hold the Tosfos.
Rashi says Beferish is the kasha.
It does prove against Abaya, and we have to give a defense to Abaya. So Tosfos is learning the Dekanami is that Rav is right.
Rashi learns that it is a kasha and Abaya.
Says, no, I don't think so.
Mami, no. Rashi says in the next Rashi at the end. This is all the Shmamina. Shmamina, Hacham Shum, the Dira Shiny, Aval Enoch, is all part of the Raya. Ava Rishon Tarach Laharchik.
Okay, I'll get to the end of that, Rashi. Okay.
I would like to join Tzvi's question, but a little differently. At the end of the day, according to Rashi, how is it not proving Rava to be right?
Because so that's the Akash. In other words, you're asking. Question number B on the paper I sent out. In other words, we're saying this. The question, the first question is, What is Rashi coming lafuke? What other choice is there? Right, that was the first question we asked. Terence says, there are two ways you can earn the Deikonami. You can earn the Deikonami that's a riot to Rava, or you can earn the Deikonami Dirashaimi. We're saying that Rashi is going out of his way to avoid to say that the Deikonami is that Rav is right. And instead he's saying it's Deikonami, the Dirashaimi. The advantage of that is that now you don't have a kashan abayit. Okay. Now, how did Rashi learn that the Deikonami doesn't prove that Rav is right? Okay. That's a good question. So what's the answer? I don't know. The answer. So the truth is I had a disagreement in Shir today, and it could be the guy said better than me. So you have to say that, what does it say again? It says in the Braisa, what does it say in the Braisa? Deikonami, Diktoni. Where's the Braisa? Imoisa Revis Abakar Kodemis Otzer Mutter. Mashma Dafka by here. But everywhere else, it's not true. So that's a Raya to Rava. Okay. So the answer that we were trying to say and share today is that is not exactly Rava. Deikonami imhoisa revis baka kodemis oitzer mutter. Mashma, everything else is usher. So there were two ways of saying it in Shir. I don't know which way you want better. Dr. Begida said that maybe it just means that everything else that you're allowed to be Saimech, but if the Elzer comes, then you have to move. You know, there's Rava, Abai and Rava are arguing over whether you're allowed to be Saimech Lechatchila. What happens if you're Saimech Lechatchila and then the other guy comes?
What's it then by bar?
Well, the Ksais says that according to Abaya, you're allowed to stay. But it's not necessarily Beferish in Abaya. So the only thing you, in other words, that happened, you know, Abaya, the Maisa, didn't say that explicitly. Abaya only said that you're allowed to be Saimech. The Ksais says that according to Abaya, once you're Saimech, you can stay.
It would be a kash on Abaya Lamaskana, though, at the end of the day.
Okay, I hear so. I have to figure that out. Okay, but so what he was saying was that the Rashi held that it's not really a raya to Rava, because you can't prove from here. You can only prove from here that if you came beheter, you're not allowed to stay, which is maybe not like Abaya, but you can't prove that you're allowed to come beheter. It just says if Hoyser Rapis Bakr Kodemis Oser Mutter, Mashra, everything else, if you are Kodemis, you're Usher. But it doesn't say Beferish. It doesn't say Beferish that everything else is that is Mutter to be Saime.
It's Usher to be Saime.
That was Dr. Begida Santina.
Could Rabbi say that again? I didn't get the question. What does the word mutter mean? Mutter to come or mutter to stay?
You're allowed to stay there. That's what Dr. Begida said.
Mutter means you're allowed to stay?
Yeah, that's what you're thinking. So now when the oitzer came, I came first. Now you were called Demes. So I'm mutter. I'm allowed to stay. That's what we wanted to claim.
How does he read the last four words in Rashi?
What?
He's learning Tzarech Laharchik, meaning you were initially allowed to put it, but when the other guy comes, then you have to be Marchik?
Yes, that's how he learned it. That's how he learned it. No, I'm not sure about that, because that Rashi's speaking in Rava. So Rashi's speaking in Rava, so maybe, I'm not sure.
No, but he's saying it's proving that that's what has to be done, no?
I'm not sure if he had proven that.
Shmamino. He's saying this is the Shmamino.
Okay, but maybe that means that if the outsider came, you know, Dr. Begida wanted to read it that Emaisa, this is what he wanted to tie in it. Then you can read it. It says, again, it says, Emaisa Rabbis Bunker called Demis Aitzer. So the Rabbis Bunker was called Demis Aitzer. So Mutter means you're allowed to stay. You're Mutter. Mashma everywhere else. If you came first, you have to leave. But Rabbis didn't. That you're not allowed to come, you don't see. Now, the Rabbi said a tremendous chiddush that I'm not allowed to even come, even though, for all we know, you'll never build a board altogether. But me suffek, I can't come. So the Rabbi's chiddush that I can't come, me suffek, you don't see. Maybe you see, not like Abaya. Abaya says, I can come, and once I came, I can stay. Which Abaya didn't say that beferish, but that's the Sadi said that's true in Abaya. We must be later in the Gemara somewhere. But the basic din that but it doesn't either before even without the svara without the svara dira shiny, we don't, if you leave out the svara dira shiny, he's saying you cannot prove from this brisa that Rav is right. You can, because the brisa just saying.
He was allowed to get there or no? He was allowed to come lechatchila by this case, Rabbi's brother.
And maybe you know, he's saying even by Bor also you're allowed to come lechatchila. Now there's a Rabbi said that you're not allowed to come lechatchila by Bor.
And by Rabbi's Baka without Dirashani, you're allowed or not? How could you be mutter to stay if you weren't allowed to come lechatchila?
One second. Wait, please. You're jumping on me. Let me go slowly. We're just saying, we don't know yet, dear Ishani. And let's say we didn't know this right, dear Ishani.
Right.
I don't know. But the question is, can I make a diyek from this braisa against that Rav is right? They say no, because all the braisa said is that if you came, you have to, you're allowed to stay. But everywhere else, if you came, you have to leave. But it doesn't say that there is no diik that everywhere else you're not allowed to come.
Why will you not be allowed to come if you have to leave? How is that logical? What if you have to leave when you're second? If you have to leave, why would Rava care if you come?
I can take a gamble. Listen, until you're not here yet, when you come, Dayasar Bishaita.
Well, I understand why it's strategic for you to try, but why would Rav Akir?
Oh, could be a hot. Because you have to get the guy out. You have to get the guy out.
The halacha is I'll have to move back.
You have the court case. You have to go to court for a year maybe to get him out.
Right.
It's a hack. That could be a, I mean, I've seen that svara.
Obviously, but as you don't see, now they think you don't see Rav is din from this brisa.
Okay, but at the end of the day, how is Rashi avoiding the problem that it's still a kasha on Abaye? On Abaye, it's not a proof to Rava, yeah, but it's definitely a kasha on Abaye.
So one second. So now, the Gemara says, wait, now let's go further. But the Gemara, so that's why Rashi didn't say Dekanami, it's a proof to Rava. It's not a proof to Rava. Okay, I said it a little different. I just want, before we go to the next step, I said a little different because the Gemara and Daf Chav has a case of when you prepare, when you start to make the Eitzer, but you didn't make it yet. The Gemara is in a boy, you know, Ifshita, what they did over there. So I said, maybe that's what it means. Maybe you say, when it meant, when it says, Emhoisa, Rebbe's Bunker, Kodemes Eitzer, means even Kodemes to the beginning of the Eitzer. But everywhere else, it's usher if you began the usher. In other words, I'm saying, in other words, it doesn't mean kodemes. In other words, I was trying to say that there are two, three stages. There's totally coming in the beginning. That's where Abaya says his mutter. There's coming when the guy started with Megana Das, he wants to make an Eitzer, and it's coming after the Eitzer. So maybe we'll read, Abaye will read the Braisa that over here it's saying there's a special heter by Rebbe's Butker that even if the guy made his hachanas to make an eitzer, calls man that there's no eitzer, you can come. Mash ain't came by boor, Abaye would agree you can't come once he did something to show he's about to dig a boor.
So why is the Leishita? The Gemara didn't know how to read the Braisa?
No, this is only according to Abaya. The Gemara, anyway, we're in Rava, Hanocha, whatever. I'm only in Abaya in the, but anyway, but I'm saying that you can't bring a Raya from this Braisa against Abaya, because Abaya could read it, that it means you make a dig. Only this is Mutter, but everywhere else is Aser. So maybe it means that you began making hachanas for the Eitzer. Mer has an atzad. And ain't nothing at me. Everywhere else, that would be Aser. And maybe Abaye would agree to that. That if you started making your boar, then the Shani is not out to make a boar.
The fact that Abaye is the one who raises the question over there, is that an issue? Abaye is the one who's asking all these questions over there. So that means he's Mesupak in it.
Abaye is one that asked the question over there?
Yes.
That I didn't remember. No, I didn't pay attention. You know, I wasn't paying attention. Boy, Abaye. Okay, that would be a little bit, maybe, and let me think that out. I don't know. That might be a problem on me. It might be a good problem. I have to go through the cheshbon, which I'm not up to yet. Okay, so let's go further. So now, we're saying that that Rashi is saying, really, the simple pshat in the Gemara would be that it's a raya to Rava. But Rashi's saying, no, it's not a raya to Rava. Rashi has an agenda. Why not? Because then you're going to shlug up a bayah. So Rashi says it's not a raya to Rava. Why is it a raya to Rava? So Dr. Begina says, because all you can prove from here is that it's mutter in the after you built it, you don't have to move. And I was saying, all you can prove from here is that if the guy that it made hachanas is mutter and everywhere else is aser. But in other words, yeah. So but you don't see Rav is in. Now there's a certain sense where both Dr. Begin and myself are both trying to say that you can't be medayik from here. Rav is in.
So we can't prove Rava's din. We can't prove Rava, but we can slug up Abaye. And that, so.
One second, but we can. Well, so then how does it Gemara? So that's why Rashi says it's not a dekanami to Rava. So why is it a dekanami to Dira Shiny? If it's not a slug up to Rava.
You have to say pshat. You have to say pshat in the Braisa and Eir Bey. What's the difference in the cases? There has to be.
Right. Now, there's no matter how you learn pshat in the Braisa. Let's say you learn like Dr. Begida. So the Braisa does not shlug up Rava. But the Braisa makes a chiddik between Rebbe's Bakr and everywhere else. According to my reading, too, the Gemara, the Braisa is making a chiddik between Rebbe's Bakr and everywhere else. According to Dr. Begida, it's making a chiddik by Rebbe's Bakr. If you came beheter, you can stay. And everywhere else, if you came beheter, you have to leave. According to my reading, it's saying by Rebbe's Bakr, you're allowed to come, even if he made hachanas. But by everywhere else, you're not allowed to come if he made hachanas. Okay? But the behogup akasha, why is Rebbe's Bakr different? So even though the Braisa doesn't prove Rava, but Mineya Ben the Braisa is saying Rebbe's Bakr is different. So it proves Dira Shiny. That proves. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's beautiful. No, even Abaya, we're saying Abaya defends himself by reading the Braisa the way we read it, either Dr. Begida's reading or my reading. So the Abaya is reading the Braisa that you don't see from the Braisa's Rav is in. The Braisa is saying something else. But there's still a diak. Why does the Braisa only say this din by Rebbe's Bakr and it doesn't say it by anywhere else? Tara says this kula, or whatever this kula that the Braisa is saying, is only true by Rebbe's Bakr. So why is that true? Must be Dira Shiny. So even Abaya is going to be meizer to the svar of Dirashaini, because that's Deikonami. And Abaye agrees to the Deikonami, according to the chat. The Deikonami is locked in. No one can argue with the Deikonami. According to
what does Abaye do, though?
No. I'm not saying that. Abaye will hold that the svara of Dirashaini is a gavaldika svara. It just happens to be that he holds that even without Dirashaini, you'd be allowed to be subject in the beginning. But the svara, everyone has to agree that the svara of Dirashaini.
What do you do with the diak that Rashi said before? Why'd we pick this case only? Rashi started off.
Because this case, how did Abaye read the Braisa? Tarot says that Abaye has a different way of reading the Braisa, that the Braisa is not discussing Rava Shaila. The Braisa is not discussing. Sandy said that when he read the Braisa, when it said Mutter, it means Mutter to be Samech in the first place. That means that the Braisa is discussing Rava, the Shaila of Abaye and Rava. Are you allowed to be Samech Lechatzchila? So then the Diak is that everywhere else, you're not allowed to be Samech. Which is a diak is that Rav is right. But we're saying that it's not clear that the Bryce is discussing Abaye and Rav is din. According to Dr. Begida, the Bryce might be talking about after the guy came, are you allowed to stay? According to me, the Bryce is talking after the guy already built his Shon HaChanes, that he wants to make an Eitzer. So you,
but whatever the case is,
the Braisa is not discussing a different case, not the case of Abaye and Rava.
But it's still Dira. It still has the kula of Dira, no?
Yeah. So now we have a kasha. I mean, now you're banning the Braisa. Why does the Braisa say Revis Bakar is mutter?
No, but it's worse. It's worse though. Mutter. No, but it's even worse because now that Dira, you're picking the case. Which anyway works. No, so
not true. And as wide as the
Dira is a svara in Abaye, so you have that even without anything else. Dira is the motor. So why would the price of
depends for what? If you want to be Simei Lechatzchila, you don't need the heter of Dira according to Abaye.
No, but if you're the Tana writing the Braisa, right? Why would you pick a case that has another reason also?
You're not writing to be Simeon. You're not writing that.
But whatever thing it is, there's Dira there also, isn't there? Whichever.
Never discuss the case of being Simeon Lechatzchila by. Tana's not discussing it.
But the reason you could stay or whatever it is, it still has this far of Dira, no?
Right, so I will agree with that.
But why pick that case which has Dira?
See, I think you're saying that that only applies to Dira. That halacha only applies to Dira.
I thought Rabbi quoted the concise that says, according to Abai, you can stay.
Okay. So maybe we're not in the concise. I don't know. So we're not in the concise.
Is that correct? That's what I'm saying. That extra kula of being able to be Saimich when he came already or when the guy made his achanas already, Abaye will agree that only applies to Dira, not to Bar.
Right. And as you say, my way. Or you said, in other words, the Braisa is telling you some Chiddush. So I'm saying Abaye will read the Braisa different than Sandy read it. And that's way different than Pasha's Typhus read it. The Sandy read the Braisa, that the Braisa is saying that the Braisa, I keep on losing the place. Imhoisa Revis Bakar Kodemes means if you want to come first, so it's mutter to come first. But they're reading it. No, it means that either that after I came first and then you came, do I have to leave? That's Dr. Begina. Or if it's Kodemes, the Eitzer means even though you started the Eitzer, you have to like stick in a few words. Okay, let's maybe a little daichik. So the Braisa is only talking about a particular case. So the diag is that only in those cases is Bor Usher. Now, why is Revis Bunker, Mutter, and Bor in those cases Usher? Because Dira is shiny. What if you wanted to come to Chatzchila to be Simeh? So according to Abaye, you don't need the heter of Dira shiny because Tam is Mutter, even by Bor is Mutter. So you wouldn't need the svar of Dira shiny.
We do agree that according to the Ktos, this cannot work.
According to say, Dr. Begida's shot can't work.
Right, Dr. Begida's shot, right.
Then in my shot would work. I don't know. We have to know. We have to think that out. We have to check where the Ksais got that according to Abaya, once you came, you don't have to leave. That was Ksais in Kufnun Hei Yud Aleph, which we were doing. Then he said that according to Abaya, once you came, you don't have to leave. How does he know that?
Doesn't Taisvis say that you have to be Machik Shisha Tfachim, that small Taisvis, Abaya Amr Sama?
Yeah, but the question is that where he gets it from? I just don't remember. Let me just see. How did the Sais know that? Is it a Gemara or is it just from Taisvis? Because, you know, like the Sais.
Is that only the Sais? There are those who actually hold it that according to Abaya, you would have to be Machik?
I do not know. You know, you're asking a person with no bikiyas.
No, because I thought the machlokas is, does the second guy have to be machik all six, or he only has to be machik only three? But then...
That's what I thought, too. But I don't know. It would be sticking ourselves out and then in the limb. Shita Risham, I'm just thinking, find his size. No, by the way, he just says that's the din. He doesn't say how we know that. He just says that that's bad for me because he's like, it says like a such a devil push it. Means like it's, you know, he makes it sound like it's a devil push it. So it'll be very hard to say that Rashi disagrees with that. Okay, I hear. In other words, what you're saying is that if this is right, so then Abaya gets slugged up, at least, it's like Dr. Begina's shot. So then if Abaya holds, assuming the Ksais is right, which obviously is a good assumption, then it's Beferish and Abaya that once you came, you're allowed to stay. So this Brisa is a Raya against Abaya. So we're saying, I mean, what I'm trying to say, the reason why Rashi learns the Dekanami this way is because he didn't want it to be a shlugger for Abaya. You think it would still be a shlugger for Abaya? Okay, I hear. But okay, I don't know. But I have to think that out. But the Maisa, that's a good point. But the Maisa is very nice. Is that Rashi? I think it's very meduyak in Rashi. Worst comes to worst, you'll just say that Rashi held that you can't prove Rava because you could say such a thing, not because the hechruch is because he didn't want Abaya to be shlugged up. But okay, that doesn't sound so good. But in other words, what's very nice is that Rashi, Pashtus, what Rashi in these two words are doing in Rashi is he's answering Typhus's Kasha. Right? That's the Pashtus, is that Rashi's arguing with Typhus and answering Typhus's Kasha. It's very beautiful. Meaning Typhus has a Kasha here. You went in and you said, Dekanami. So you shlugged up Abaya. So what does Abaya do? Right? That's Typhus's Kasha Dekanami. When Abaya, now I'm not sure what Typhus' answer is, but that's Typhus's Kasha. So the Rashi, according to what we're saying, it says, what are you talking about, Typhus? We never said Dekanami that Rav is right. We only said Dekanami that there's a Sura of Dirashaini. Theoretically, Abaya can also agree to the Sura of Dirashaini. No, just because it's a Svara Dira Shiny doesn't mean that Abaya is shrugged up. And then there's a Svara. Abaya also agrees that there's a love this, that Dira Shiny is a very good Svara. And it makes an afgamina that even in cases where Abaya is made, there's Usher, Dira Shiny makes a Mutter. But it doesn't, no one ever claimed that Dekanami, that we had a Raya to Rava. So the whole tightness doesn't begin. Right, Taivis said, well, you said Dekanami. See, what does Abaya do? That's only if the Dekanami was that, that if the Dekanami was what do you call it again? If the Dekanami is right. But if the Dekanami is Dira Shiny, so Taivis doesn't have a Kasha. So what if Abaya holds it as far as Dira Shiny? Who said Abaya can't hold it as far as Dira Shiny? It's a good, the Abaya holds it right there. It's a nice svara. Everyone holds of it. So the Maksha has a Kasha. It was a bad Maksha. Because the Maksha has a Kasha from here. The Maksha made a mistake because everybody agrees to the Svara, Dira Shiny. So Rashi is by saying, by Rashi going out of his way to say that the Deka Nami is only on Dira Shiny and not on that Rava is right, he's Gufa removing Tavis's Kasha.
And what's talk of the Raya to Dira Shiny? All really proving is a not Mukhrach Kasha. All really proving from the Deka Nami is that which the Maksha was Madaik in his Kasha, that Im Kodam Dira Mutter, have a brisa to support the assumption of my Kasha. Where to go with that? I don't know.
Yeah, but we have a diak that the fact that the brisa only said it here and the brisa didn't say it anywhere else means that over here is a exception and only applies here and not everywhere else. So we know that this is different than everywhere else. So
is that anything more than the Makshin's Kasha?
No, the Makshin didn't have that diak that the fact that it said it here and it didn't say it anywhere else. So
what do you mean by that?
The Maksha has a the Brisa, we have a Dig and the Brisa. Why did Brisa say by Revis Bucker is Mutter and didn't say anybody anywhere else is Mutter? So that's a Dig that everywhere else is Osir. The Maksha, who didn't know the Brisa, didn't have that Dig.
No, I realize the Maksha didn't have the Dig, but as far as the Maksha's position, he just had two or three answers. That all the other cases, you're allowed to be soymech. He's coming in now. You're not allowed to be soymech. He's coming in now with a diyuk from the Mishnah that you are allowed to be soymech, and he has that kasha.
Right, and once you make that diyuk, you'll drop all the answers, the previous answers, and you say all the other Mishnahs also mean you're allowed to be soymech. So he would walk in and say, there's no svara of dira shiny, and you're always allowed to be soymech. And all those answers that you gave before are all wrong. Because you can't answer, it's daichik to keep on saying, you know, that you know, the answer that is, you know, huadin, it was here ready, welcome asher, and the hapla kashrikai. So that's a daichik answer. So you can't keep on saying the same daichik. Lightning doesn't strike 14 times. And therefore, this proves that you're wrong. That was what the Maksha was trying to do. And he's saying that the answer must be that Abai is right. That by all board, then whenever you come first, it's mutter. Right? So the Maksha did not have to come out to a svara of Dira Shiny. The Mitarets is saying, listen, the Brisa, the Gemara answers Dira Shiny. Then they're saying that the Mecharish is such a new svara called Dira Shiny. And then they're bringing a Raya from the Brisa because the Brisa said that there's something special here that you don't have everywhere else. Now, Enochinami. If you read it like Dr. Begida, you read it like me, it doesn't prove that Rav is right. But the Maisa definitely proves that there's something special here that you don't have anywhere else, because why does the Brisa only say it here and it didn't say it anywhere else? So the fact that the Brisa it says it here and doesn't say it anywhere else, it implies that everywhere else, the din is a Rishon, would have to be Marchik in whatever case we're talking about, whatever Okimta we're going to make for the sake of Abaya. So that means that even Abaya has to come out to the Svara of Dira Shiny. You know, in order to explain the Brisa. So it's Dekanami on Dira Shiny, which is fine. But it's not Dekanami to prove a Rava.
It's Dekanami that the halacha of this case doesn't apply anywhere else. Whether the reason is deep, Dira Shani or Refa Shani, we have no
right. Right, because we don't even know what this halacha is. But whatever this halacha is, which maybe Rava will learn the halacha that it's talking about Stam being Soymech Lechatchila, and Abaya will learn the halacha that's talking about something else. There's Abaya and Rava are going to argue in Shan the Brisa. Rava learned Shan the Brisa is discussing whether you want to be Stam, so you were Soymech Lechatchila before the other person made his. He made his Eitzer. Abaya is going to learn that the Brisa is talking about something else. Either that after you came, that's after Begida, or that it means that you're being Soymech even after you started. Okay, so Abaya is learning the Brisa differently than Rava. But Bein Abaya, Bein and Rava, the Brisa definitely said that there's some Heter by Revisbacher that you don't have anywhere else. So you have to say the answer is Dira Shiny. Okay, fine. So that's all you can prove. You can only prove Dirashaini, but you can't prove that Rav is right. Mimeda, Taifas has no kasha on Abaya, because Abaya is reading this Braisa differently. So there is no diak from the Braisa against Abaya.
Sounds like we'll be saying two independent points. Each one could stand on its own. One is the fact that what Rashi is not saying and coming to Mafkia from, and what Rashi is saying. I mean, if I found you another pshat in the Rishonim, a third pshat in Dekanami, and maybe Rashi's Mafkia from that, that would mean he's not coming to answer Taisa's Kasha, but what he is saying, he could still be saying, right? There's two separate pieces.
Right. But I'm saying it's Mistara, that once Rashi is saying, it's Mistara that once, I can't prove that's why Rashi is doing it, but Lechara, it follows, once Rashi tells us that Dekanami was Dirashaini, then Taisa doesn't make sense. Because Taisa asks the Kasha, what does Abaya do? Abaya can hold the Dirashaini. So obviously Taivas didn't learn the Dekanami like Rashi. Taivas obviously learned the Dekanami that Rav is right. That's why Taivas has a kasha. If Dekanami that Rav is right, so what does Abaya do with that Dekanami?
Taivas is clearly learning a bit different than Rashi. In the Taivas Dekanami is a very important word. I know Stam seems schwer, but he doesn't learn Stam Azai that why'd you pick case A over case C. He says, Lashminam Bishar, Vikol Shekane, Bidira, which I have no idea why, because you can't prove Dira for Dira. You can't bring me a riot to Dira if you don't hold Dira. But clearly, Taisvis, I don't know if this impacts the next step that Rebbe's asking on, but he's clearly not learning exactly like Rashi that it's all even.
That's true too. I agree with you.
Well, I can't hold of Dira if you don't hold of Dira.
Okay, I don't know, but let me.
You can't prove Dira. What's the culture game?
It's still a star. It's not a big enough star in halacha.
Okay, but it's not. Maybe I don't hold of it.
Okay, but
according to Rabbi Pshat and Dr. Brigida's Pshat, Rashi and Taisus are arguing in essence on the meaning of mutter and the Braisa.
They're just arguing that there's another, even the Gemara knows that there's a different way to read the Braisa. Not necessarily that's the right way. Rava learns the Braisa Kipshuto. But the Gemara always knew that you cannot use this Braisa to shlug up Abaya because there's a potential to read the word mutter in a different way, which will not shlug up Abaya.
And Tosfos held that that's not possible.
Right. And because Tosfos learned that the Dekanami is that Rava's right.
That's not Abaya.
And if it's a Taivis goes ahead and turns around and says, if it's Dekanami that Rav is right, so then Rav, so you have a Kasha and Abaya.
Isn't it funny that
Rashi, that the Dekanami is only Dirashaini, there is no Kasha and Abaya. Once, you know, whatever reason Rashi, okay, you know, the fact that Rashi says Dekanami Dirashaini, so there's no Kasha and Abaya because there's no reason why Abaya can't hold the Dirashaini.
On some level,
whatever he can hold of it, he might not need it, but he can hold of it. So
it seems very far for Rashi to go so far to make such a pshat that we're trying to struggle, Dr. Begida's pshat, Rebbe's pshat, all to avoid the horror of a Dekanami being a kasha on Abaya. I mean, you have this in Shas all the time. A Deka is always a kasha back on the first person, so we should even talk about it.
I don't have the keys. I don't believe we have it over Shas. Because we had over Shas, and why does Taisus bother here?
Frequently, I think Taisus does that. The Rishon talk about, so what is the other Rishon, what does the other Amora do?
Okay, so that is, and then you see it's a problem. The fact that Taisus is bothered means that it's a problem. So
okay, I would have voted for Taisus rather than Rashi in this case. All right.
Why?
Because it's so vital. Dre the pshat and the brice on the puff.
So Dekanami means that the Gemara is concluding that's a good proof.
Deka's not a brice. Deka's the diak. It's a diak. So we're taking. So Rashi's going and he's draining the mashmos of the brice on the puff to avoid the Deka being a kasha on Abaye.
Yeah, I'm not sure. First, show me. You have the bikias. I don't know that the Gemara says Dekanami, and there's still and there's an Amora that disagrees with that.
I tried to find Rav Shabbos. I couldn't find any, but I still think that it exists. Okay. And I think it depends at what cost.
So put in the computer. You got a search engine in your computer. Take a Nami and check up. Whenever I look in the Claudia Shas, the Deka Nami would say Deka Nami, and it's not a real good proof. Okay, I mean that's a good issue to look up. I can have a Yad.
How's Rabbi reading the end of the Rashi? So when Rashi says Shema Mina Hacham Hashem the Dira Shani, he's not talking about a regular the Abaye Rava case.
No, it's
Rashi came up with a funny case that nobody until Dr. Brigida figured out, and then he forgot to write it, but he meant it.
Because he's not, it's better than you said it, so making so much fun of us, because Shad is, that's a machlekes, a bai and rava. And it's the and at the end of the day, so Rashi doesn't, he's not going to commit himself to Wumpshot, because about Rava learns it differently. So he's writing it ambiguously because he's writing it according to Abaye and Rava. What you see here is that the Rishon is Mutter, but everyone else, the Rishon is Oster. What the case? So Abaye will read it his way and Rava will read it his way. The Gemara is, when it says Deka Nami, the Gemara is not committing itself according to Abaye and Rava. So everyone agrees that the price is splitting between the Rishon here and everywhere else. How? So yeah, doctor, if it's in Abaye, you have to read it. If you're in Rava, you don't have to read it.
Shmami no is a halacha. So what is the halacha?
It's not clear. It depends if you're Abaye or Rava.
Then you don't say Shmami no.
There's Shmami no. The Bein Abaye.
And whatever case Rava, you want to put in.
Bein Abaye, Bein Rava, read the Mishnah, this price that only over here. But everywhere else is different. Everywhere, Avol Beinuch, Avol Rishon, Sura Harchik. That's true. Bein and Abaye, Bein and Rava. What case are you talking about? That's going to be a machlokes. So Rashi is very good, and he doesn't want to spell it out because it's not. It's depending on who you ask. But all the Braisa clearly says is that there's a difference, and that is dedicated on the Svara of Dira Shiny. But there's no okay. I was trying to say. I think that's very nice. So the Shina that you're asking is just to work out the technical. You know, the structure is very nice. The Shina is just technical. What is this other pshat that you can learn that Abaye could have learned? So Dr. Begida's pshat is that it's talking about after the fact. So the problem is that's against excise. That says according to Abaye, you don't have to move later. And this with the Chayra, if it's right that Abaye Rashi doesn't want Abaye to be shlugged up from the day Kanami, so then Abaye shlugged up at the end of the day, because it's Mukhruch from this Braisa. That by everywhere else, by Bor, you have to move. So that would not be good in Dr. Begida's shot. That's what Sandy was asking me, I think. And in my shot, so that means that it will be Mukhruch for Abaye, that by the rep, it's Mutter, even if you did Achanis. So why is Abaye having Abaye? Abaye having a boy, can I say it right? On Daf Chaf, he should have known the answer to his own suffix, because that's how he. Otherwise, he can't. The price has shlugged him up. Right? That's what you were asking. So both shot them are not so good. In other words, okay, I have to work on that.
What's driving this shot? Well, what's driving Rebbe to say this shot rather than just read Rashi Pashtos? Nothing fancy. He learns like Tosfos, and we could all go home.
Why does Rashi say? I don't discuss you. Why does Rashi say Deka Nami the Dira Shani? Why doesn't he say Deka Nami the Abaye the Rav is right, which is a better Deka Nami, because it's more befairish. Dira Shani is not in the Brisa. There's no. Dira Shani is first of all that about Rav is right is a much bigger Deka Nami. It's more encompassing. It has much more ramification. Second of all, it's more clear in the Braisa. Dira Shiny is because you have a kasha. It's like a non-mukhluk shmooze. What's the hesber? Must be. But who, you know,
I think the Stevel shot would read it.
While Dekanami, that Rav is right, is Beferish and the Brisa.
I think the Stevel shot would say Dirashani, which means if you learn the Gemara, Dirashani, so obviously there's the chilav between the two cases.
That's why we're not Stevels. So they know that the fact that Rashi, so why is Rashi saying anything? So if Dira Shiny just meant the Shtibub shot, then Rashi should have just kept quiet and say nothing.
The next Rashi is fine. So it's only those two words.
We're assuming the fact that Rashi went out of his way to say what was Dira Shiny means that Rashi is coming la'afuke from the Divrim shot. And we think, what are the other Divrim shot? So the only other Divrim shot that I know is that Dekanami, that Rav is right. So now
if we found another shot, different Rishonim learn, then we'd be good. We could put back to the Shtibul shot.
Okay, if you want to go ahead and find another shot, fine. I only know of two possible shots in Dekanami. Either Dekanami that Rashi says Dira Shiny, or Dekanami that Rav is right.
The Shita brings another whole different shot in Dekanami.
Okay, but that was I might have seen it. I haven't, but I think that was so different that it's not even a Dekanami, no.
Well, he thinks that's how he says pshat Dekanami. I thought Rebbe's homework over Shabbos was to go look on the Rishonim for another pshat.
Okay, I meant to look in your head.
That didn't take too long, so then I went to the Rishonim.
Okay, anyway, all right, but that was another. In other words, I'm think that the fact that Rashi, I think that's very nice. That the fact that Rashi says that this is a Dekanami, La Fuge from the simple pshat in the Dekanami is that Dekanami that Rav is right, which is clearly how Tovis is reading the Dekanami, because that's why he has a Kasha and Abaya. So Rashi Pashtus is going against the simple reading of Dekanami, the Pashtus to answer Tovis is Kasha. That's what we're trying to say. Okay, we're going to stop. All right, Yeshikaya, perhaps maybe. So I would like to do these little types of the maybe we if you have something more to say about this, we'll see.
We say Pshat in the Kol Shekin tomorrow, maybe like what just a simple Rashi. It's like he's a little bit different than in Taisvis. I mean he's different than okay. Rashi.
So let's do these three types of sim. Taisvis Dekanami, and